Hey, what's up, guys? It's Penguin18, and here we have Terrestrial Tuna.
Hey, Will.
What the heck? And today we will be rating, or not rating, but just putting it out there, the best star power for every Brawler and Brawl Stars. So without further ado, let's get into it. So first off, we have Shelly, and I think it's Band-Aid, because especially when you're in low health situations.
Never. In 3v3s, okay, I know that Shell Shock got, like, a recent nerf, but, like, even in 3v3s, Band-Aid just takes too long when you respawn, you have to restart it.
That's fair.
Shell Shock, the slowdown, too, is much more useful. 2 whole seconds, depending on how many pellets you hit with Shelly's super.
So I think
Shell Shock's gonna take it on that one.
Alright. Next, we have Nita, and I think it's very obvious, Hyper Bear. It's so good in Heist, arguably.
I mean, Hyper Bear in Heist, but if you think about Bear With Me.
But if you get the Sun Gadget off, then the Hyper Bear would literally destroy them. Hear me out.
800 health. If you know how you're playing Nita, if you're playing with the Shield Gadget, combine that. Put the shield on, you can just trade damage with the bear.
Actually, the
bear's really annoying. Nita can be damaging your entire team from halfway across the map and making it absolutely impossible for you to kill the bear. You have to stay far away, because if that bear hits you, Nita is going to last even longer up on the other side of the map.
That is fair, actually. I think that's... Alright, moving on to Colt. I mean, this is kind of hard, but I would take maybe Magnum Special, but...
Not even a close one.
I think it's close.
The speed boost, only 13%. Magnum Special, you get that increased bullet speed and range, which is going to make it easier to hit shots, which is the only thing you really need from a speed boost, is to hit shots easier and to run away easier. But if you have that extra range, you can always stay at a distance, never need to run away.
Exactly. That's why I think the Magnum Special is definitely way better. So, next up, we have Bull. I definitely think it's Berserker.
I don't really play Bull that much or see people play Bull that much.
I think
it's
Berserker.
But just overall... I think Berserker might be better.
It's definitely better because especially when you're like in those situations with like a fellow tank like Shelly or stuff like that, when you need to get those fast reload speed because tanks do so much damage at close range. If you're in a close range battle, Berserker is your best bet.
I still think Berserker's gonna take it, but only because it's when Bull falls below 60% health.
If it was like 40%
which is
health,
still...
if it was 40% health, I would definitely take Tough Guy.
Yeah, Tough Guy, the 40% health. It is when you really need a shield, but the shield is only 30%, and it's when you're below 40%. So you're pretty much already weak at that point. And if you're, like, at, let's say, 50%, you could still get one-shot by some brawlers if they have
right
gadgets.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. All right, so next up, we have Brock. I would definitely... My star power might say otherwise, but I would take Rocket Rain, because I feel like it takes so long just to charge up all those 4 ammo that I do not see the point of it. And I think Rocket Rain, if you can hit that super, that star power will be extremely effective. But the thing is, most Brocks suck at hitting their super. It's like Mortis. Like 99% of people, randoms, are trash at Mortis. It's kind of like that Brock super.
Yeah, but with Rocket number 4, I mean, you get that extra ammo. You start that game with 4 ammo, kind of like Max.
Yeah, but
and if you combo that with the reload gear that he has at power 10, if you combo that, it works really well.
Okay.
And even, like, let's say you're walking across the map, and let's say an Edgar jumps on you. You could be able to even take him if you already have 4.
Actually, yeah, fair. I could do a 4 build, so yeah, I think you can do Rocket number 4 for that one. Oh, Primo, definitely think El Fuego.
Yeah, definitely El Fuego. The extra burn damage is just
so good.
Really good.
Especially if they kill you, get that post-mortem kill, honestly.
Yeah.
Or if they jump. But the speed boost is not that good. It's pretty good.
It can
good,
be
actually.
Situational.
It can be very good. Especially like what if you have a brawler that's or Mortis that's chasing you, you super him, but then he gets you really low, so you try and run away.
Yeah, it can be pretty situational.
Yeah, you can get away from Mortis, so yeah. Alright. Next up, we have Barley. I would take a medical use, because, you know, medical use can be very useful. And you know, you have to wait for healing. It gives you some really good health.
It can, but if we think about this, medical use is really only good if you're fighting tanks in close range. And you're going to be behind a wall that much, so you won't be really taking much damage unless there's other throwers. So extra nauseous, if you can just wipe out their team a little bit faster... That 200 damage is going to make a big difference on the playing
field.
That is
actually fair. Yeah, I kind of agree. So, Poco, I would definitely do... actually, this is kind of hard. I know there's a right one.
I think DeCapo's much better. DeCapo is a much better team player. If we're talking about solo modes, definitely, because that has no effect.
What if you and your teammates are in your, and your enemies are in groups, and you're in the back, you can damage and kill your enemies at the same time.
Yeah, all right, listen. There's going to be people in the comments of this saying, oh my goodness, Screeching Solo is so much better. Nobody cares, because you're the person who plays support and then doesn't play support.
Yeah. The guy who plays tries to
literally uses the super to hit enemies. You're playing the game by yourself when you have a whole team that you're supposed to be helping.
Okay, so Rosa, I would do actually, it's kind of hard, but I would have to do Thorny Gloves, because bushes, it's very different, because, you know what I'm saying, like, some maps have bushes, some maps don't, like, it's kind of 50-50, it's only good on certain maps, so my advice for Rosa, if you take, is to get both star powers, and if you get the, no, gotta be kidding me,
Is it not recording anymore,
then? Oh, it's recording, it's just computer enough, I'll get both of them, and if there's a map with tons of bushes, take Plant Life, because the 200 health per second is pretty good, like, maps like Cavern Turn and stuff like that, but if there's, like, no bushes around, definitely take Thorny Gloves.
Thorny Gloves is just gonna be more influence for you to use that super, while on the other hand, that bush, it's kind of influencing to bush camp, and on many 3v3s map, there's not a lot of bushes. Thorny Gloves, the extra damage plus, you already get that shield.
Yeah.
It just combos perfectly together.
Yeah, I think it's really good. Top of them, use the shield and damage gadgets. All right, Jesse, I would take, she's kind of...
I think Energize is going to be the better. Yeah, Energize is going to be the better one
especially
here.
Especially on high safe, instead of shooting the safe and finding extra damage, you could literally just shoot the turret. You can just shoot the turret while it's on the high safe, combined with the Scrappy. The gadget makes Scrappy's reload attack speed double. For 5 seconds, I think that would be a very dangerous combo, because you can, it gets healed and you can destroy the high safe. And if you have a Nita on your team with Hyper Bear, that's just gonna be really funny. I've had that one too, it was fun. And moving on to Dynamite, I think there's no competition. Demolition, Dynamite is only for show off. Dino Jump is only for show offs. Yeah. Demolition is so much better. It brings it from 3,000 health if you're maxed to like 4,000 damage. 3,000 damage to 4,000 damage.
A lot of people.
So yeah.
A lot of people also do think that Dino Jump will help you against Immortus.
It does not.
No, it will not.
Immortus will just catch up to you eventually.
You can jump over him, but he'll wait for you to land and then get all three of those shots off. You're really just giving him extra time to reload with that one.
Yes. Yeah. Do not use Dino Jump. It's only good in like those like Brawl Stars Olympics that Kairos does, and that's basically all it is. And only show offs use them. Demolition is much more efficient.
Yeah, next we got Tick.
I'll take Well Oiled. I mean, you start recovering health 2 seconds faster than normal. That's so overpowered. The Well Automa Tick one, it's 9% shorter. I mean, he does have a very slow reload time, but I still don't think it's worth
it. And if you're playing Tick, like, no one's even gonna come close to you, because if you just throw those things down,
you can control the map. Tick is, I think, one of the few throwers that can actually control the map.
All right, listen, Supercell, if you're hearing this, nerf Tick.
He's
annoying.
All right, 8-bit. I would actually take Plugged In, because nearest damage boost for movement speed. Everyone wants the movement speed. But Boosted Booster is increased the booster's range by 15% and the damage by 13%. But actually, I think
the boosted booster will help your team out more, but as an 8-bit, you really need that extra speed, really need that extra quickness.
Think about this.
Take the Plugged In.
Yeah, think about that. You're the slowest brawler in the game. You need that speed boost if you want to actually beat some brawlers in speed. So, yeah, if you want to run away or something. Next, you have Rico. They're both also pretty bad.
I think Super Bouncy is going to be much better on wall maps.
Yes.
But Robo Retreat's going to be really good in solo modes. And if you're trying to...
Solo modes and open maps in general. But if there's tons of wall maps, I would definitely take Super Bouncy. I mean, the first bounce gets 124 damage. So, yeah, I think that's pretty overpowered. Especially if you're, like, one of those Ricos who every shot they take hits the wall or whatever. All right.
For Daryl, I'd be taking rolling reload here.
Yeah.
Because when you charge in, that extra shield isn't really as necessary as that extra reload speed.
Yes, exactly.
If you have all of that speed, the shield is not even necessary.
And you're a tank
you can just destroy those raws quickly.
Yes, exactly. Especially.
And if you're charging in and needing that shield, you're not in a good position to be rolling in.
Yes. Only roll in when you're confident you can easily overtake them. If you think it's gonna be 50-50, don't roll in. Just don't do it. Save your health. and save your life, because that could you could actually throw the game if you do that. All right, Penny, I would do Master Blaster.
I think Master Blaster isn't quite as good as the other one. What is it? Heavy Coffers? Not quite as good as Heavy Coffers. Because Master Blaster, you're throwing it down. If you really want that 1,000 damage, you're going to be putting your turret in a bad spot anyways. You're going to be probably putting it in the open. Well, if you have Heavy Coffers and you have a whole team grouping
actually,
up,
that's fair. That's
you hit
fair.
One shot, you can get the whole spread. Plus, yeah. Comboed with her gadget, you can destroy melee rollers.
I didn't say, yeah, I agree. And 2 miles of pep. But if you have pep power gear, definitely. All right. Pick out. I'll do Carl. I'll do Protective Pirouette. I mean, 35%.
Yeah, there's no.
I've had half. Maybe I'm a bad Carl, but half the time I use my super, they kill me.
Have any of you guys really had a problem where when playing Carl, you throw that main attack down, it comes back. Have you ever had a problem with it coming back just barely barely too late? Like, it's not that big of a difference when you're playing Carl. And 19% is not going to make a change.
Yeah, it's a 10% actually.
It's 10%? I thought it was 19.
10, yeah. And Jack, yeah, I think it's obvious, Counter Crush. It's so god freaking good.
It's so annoying. Like,
it's so annoying to play against, but it's so good. I mean, this is the counter for Edgar's. This is how you beat Edgar's.
I mean, sure, with that hard hat gadget, you do get star power, you get a little bit more health, but that counter crush, you don't need the health. If you're close, they're just dead. You don't need the health.
Exactly.
Especially against, like he was saying, especially against Edgar, he's not even healing up. He's not getting that healing because you're dealing the damage back.
Yes, exactly. What's he get? Like, he gets 25% healing, right?
That means he's taking 5%
he's taking
extra.
Yeah, exactly. So what's it? So that's even that's a
he's
really
taking
good deal.
5% damage when he attacks.
Gus, they're both pretty bad, but I mean, I would take Spirit. I would take Spirit Animal because if your teammate is in like that tense 1v1 and you're just trying to help them, I'd throw that super on them and they can you know take that bad easier. But health bonanza is also good. It increases the health healing from 1,000 I think to 2,000.
Health bonanza isn't really that great. Because most people don't even use the Gust Spirits for the health.
Exactly.
Only if you're, like, really weak would Health Bonanza be useful.
Yes, yes.
The damage is just really good.
So moving on to Bow, I'll do Circling Eagle, especially in those bushy bounty maps or bushy solo showdown maps. You can see the enemy before they do and catch them by surprise. And it also applies to your teammates as well, so use that.
Might be better in that situation, but in most maps, I'd say even 80%, Snare Bear is actually much better. It's a 2-second stun. Whole 2 seconds.
Yeah,
they're just
really
sitting
good.
There.
They're both really good.
And you can put down 3 at a time. You can get a whole team
Which one's really better? Which one's better?
I think Snare Bear is the better one.
Okay.
The better option is Snare Bear. Circling Eagle Star Power is great, but when you have that range, you might as well just be checking those bushes instead of using your Star Power.
That is fair, especially if it's Jelly on your team. All right, but and now we're M's. I would definitely do Bad Karma. I mean, you suffer increasing damage 25% for each tick of damage they take in her main attack. And I think that's gonna be really good, especially for brawlers who can actually withstand something. So basically, if you do 1,000 damage, then you do 1,250, and then 1,500. That would be really overpowered because you can deal almost 4,000 damage, which can actually take out more brawlers. But hype, I feel like there's never any brawlers in your super except there's only like one brawler in your super, so you only gain 420 health per second, so it doesn't really do much.
I'm here to represent the counterpoint of hype, actually. The 420 health, if you can get a whole team in that super, which happens a lot of times. It's kind of rare.
I mean, it's kind of rare.
If you're playing your supers right, it shouldn't be too rare. And if you get that health, it gives you the confidence to charge
in. It's only good in 3v3 modes. Bad Karma works everywhere. It only works in... hype only works in 3v3
bad
modes.
Bad Karma, the only other modes are one people modes. There's only, like, two modes for that. Plus, the hype... It can still work in some of those modes, like Takedown. You can damage like a lot of people with that. And the healing, just like all these other ones on the list, it is about personal preference. If you agree with some of the points about Bad Karma more, some of them with Hype more, just pick whichever one you think is going to fit your playstyle the most.
Yeah, I agree. But Bad Karma is better. Moving on to Stu. I could say Gasso Heal.
Yasuo heals gonna be much better.
It's more useful.
You get that 400 healing. Plus, the distance isn't really what you use that
super. Zero drag is a super. It's only good if you have the breakthrough gadget, in my opinion. I used to be a big fan of it, but now I'm really not. But I'm still sticking to Star Packs. I'm not want to waste 2,000 coins on the other one. But now I think that Gasol Heal is way better. It's just more useful.
You have 30,000 coins. You can spend 2,000 on it.
Yeah, fair. I'm a quarter. All right, now we have Piper. I would do...
I'm taking Ambush on this ambush one. Snappy sniping is not that good. The only reason you use that is if you're in close range and you need to reload fast. And if you're in close range, you're not dealing damage with Piper.
You can
just sit in a bush and get all that extra damage, out all that damage, get your super
faster.
You can
take out anyone, even Frank. I've had that happen before. So Piper with that star power, Frank destroyed me. All right, now we have Pam. I would definitely do Mama Squeeze because... I'll do Mama Squeeze because I feel like if you throw that turret down, it heals you, Pam. It acts as a shield for you. On top of that, it damages the enemy, allowing them to be easily defeated. And it's happened to me. I don't have star power, but I've had it play against me multiple times, and I rarely ever beat it.
I think if you're going to be playing Pam or playing support, Mama's Hug is going to be a much better option. That super, the 800 damage, most ranged brawlers are going to know and shoot that turret down. Instead of going close
That is fair.
With the other star power, you can charge in with your whole team and heal everybody. It might be a slow healing, but 48 damage per hit, that's going to add up in the battlefield.
That's fair. I'll agree. I'll go with that. Frank, I'll do. Well, it depends. Unless you're doing 1v1s, like in Mapmaker, definitely take Power Grab because Power Grab is very overpowered, especially in 3v3 modes like Brawl Ball. Like, you deal 50% more damage.
And it's a whole 12 seconds. That's like enough time.
That's overpowered.
That's pretty much the amount of time that you get.
I deal literally 2,700 damage.
You can get across the entire Brawl Ball map.
I can 2-shot most brawlers with that star power.
And then you just get your thing back. Exactly. Then you get Power Grab back once you get that kill.
Right now,
12 seconds is enough time to get from your goal to another team's goal.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Right now,
plenty of time.
Okay, so now moving on to BB. They're both pretty bad.
They're both pretty good. I don't know what you're talking about.
They're pretty bad.
Home run, 12% speed boost. And the shield is how much?
20%.
Batting stance is a 20% shield. The 12?
BB's already
has a hard time picking between them. That's how good they are.
The thing is, here's the thing. BB doesn't need the shield because the thing is, she doesn't need the speed because she's already really fast. But she doesn't need the shield because when she has home run, it knocks them back anyway. So they can't. But
the shield is to close distance. Make both of
them. I'll take the shield because it turns long range baller. It's more effective. It's way more effective.
The speed is going to make it way easier to dodge your shots. I think that one's the better option.
No, but think about it. BB's movement speed is very fast. You don't need to make it faster.
Yes, you do. It's so much easier to dodge. A Piper will not be able to hit shots on you if you're good at juking and you have that star power.
That's fair.
Plus, you can close that distance much faster. You can run in straight lines, too. All
right.
But the other one, you don't have the speed.
Okay, fine. B, also.
No question, it's Insta-B-Lo. Insta-B-Lo, getting that second attack quickly.
Yeah, the Honeycomb, I mean, I use it. I use Honeycomb. I prefer it. I feel more comfortable with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel, like, protected. But, like... I think Insta-B-Lo has a good case for being better because you can hit two, you can miss, you have a second chance. It's like you have a second life. And if you get your big sting a lot, you can literally get your big sting 2/3 of your attacks. If you miss your big sting and then you hit it, if you can't big sting 2/3 of the time. So I think that could actually be better. All right, then we have Nani. What do you think?
Weighing out these options, Tempered Steel is a much better option
because so many Nani's die because they're literally in the middle of the open
when they use their super.
Yeah,
even if you're behind a wall, if someone's fast enough, they can get across the entire map, destroy you. You have no health as Nani.
Yes.
Being able to use that super.
I'm power 9 and I have 3,600 health. Imagine power 1, okay? And I gain 130 health. Imagine that. I'll be 2,900 health with power 1 Nani, and you wouldn't get the star power anyway, you know what I mean? But, okay. Edgar, hard landing, not even a question. Fisticuffs does really do nothing.
Yeah, Fisticuffs doesn't really
do. Hard landing just gets you
hard
back.
Hard landing can close
the, don't you heal when you deal the damage on hard landing?
No, you don't.
Okay.
But even that landing, like, let's say there's a BB at 3,000 health with her home run. If you land on that BB 3,000 health, she can hit you back into a wall and just finish you off. But if you hit her with that 1,000 damage, she's down to 2,000 already.
Yeah.
That's like two or three attacks and she's dead. Yes,
exactly. All right, now we have Griff. I would definitely take
business resilience. The health.
It's 2 seconds. Automatically. It's every 2 seconds, 50% of your missing health. It's almost as good as Tam's hardy recovery star power. But it's still, it's definitely the better fist of gadgets. I mean,
15% of your health, 2 seconds. It doesn't matter if you take tossing damage.
Tossing coins faster by 25% does really do nothing. It does nothing. I've tried it.
I mean, yeah, but 15%, whether or not you take damage every 2 seconds, it's you good. Get that health no
it's,
matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, exactly. It's super good.
It saved me in games.
All right, Grom, I think we do X Factor here. I don't think it's a competition. This is 50% faster movement, but this does 30% faster.
X Factor is so much better. The speed boost, exactly. While you're holding on to your super, not a lot of people are going to be holding on to their super.
I've killed people.
You don't want to hold on to your super.
I've killed people because they're like 2,000 health, and I deal, and my regular attack is 1,800. They're at the very end of my attack. They die because I deal 2,000 damage.
There is a slight problem with X Factor, the fact that you kind of aim away from the person sometimes. What you really want to do is still aim for them to be in the center, and if they move, they move and get that advantage.
Exactly. Just keep aiming for them. All right. Bonnie.
Bonnie, the better option is
Black
Powder. Definitely. Yep.
Black. Wisdom Tooth, I have never seen a hit. I think it's the worst star power in the game. I've never seen a hit. So many people think it's better because it explodes going 5% extra damage. It does not hit because it goes diagonally. It doesn't go like a cross. It goes like an X. That's why. And no one's ever like that. No one ever dodges an attack like that. So that's why I think Wisdom Tooth is really bad and Black Powder is way better. You get increased range, so you can actually hit. Because I play Bonnie and I know that feeling when they're just out of your range. But with that Star Power, you can actually hit them. So yeah.
And with Wisdom Tooth, even if you do manage to hit them, the range is, first of all, extremely short with the splash off. It's, like, really short. It's, like, less than a tile. And even if you hit them, it's not a lot of damage.
Okay. So, we're kind of out of time right now. So, maybe we can make this a part two. You know what I'm saying?
All right, sure.
All right, so this is the last one because it's the last epic. Hank, and we'll do part two later. All right. And finally, Hank. I would do take cover.
Because
it's 80% tank, it's 10% extra movement speed. If you're in close, I feel like it doesn't even work. But take cover, especially because if you're trying to hit some people through walls, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like you hit people through walls, that's a very dumb question, but I think you can.
Yeah, you can.
Then you can get that shield preventing if they're a thrower, especially if they're a thrower, what if they're throwing at you, but they're in your range. So yeah. So we're done. So I will be done here. We're done right now here. Oh god, I'm messing up. Okay, so we're done here. Stay tuned for part two. Thank you guys for watching, and I will see you in the next episode. This has been Penguin 18. Peace.